We're going to call the Taney County Commission regular meeting to order. Bob, you want to establish a quorum, please?
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill called. Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer. We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the August 15th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented during the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon six Division III permit applications. The Planning Commission will also hear two new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, September 12th, 2016 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, has everybody read the July minutes? Anybody want to make any changes or altercation?
I would move to approve as presented.
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, first one up is Hyden 90 Rental, 535 Lakewood Drive.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division III Permit 2016-14, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Fourth, this residence shall accommodate no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Fifth, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the nightly rental of the building, ensuring that the system will adequately meet the needs of up to 8 people. Number six, a minimum of 1 off-street parking space shall be designated as a handicapped parking space. No recreational vehicles, trailers, boats, or other watercraft shall be parked on site unless they will be stored within the garage. Seven, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Eight, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Nine, opaque fencing shall be provided along the east and west side property lines between the nightly rental residence in question and the adjoining single-family residences. Number 10, the Hyden, and that should say 535, I'll correct that, 535, Lakewood Nightly Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And number 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
All
And that's all the staff has at this time.
Okay. Terry, you want to come up? Is anybody on the committee got any questions?
I just have one.
Okay.
According to the application on June 15th, a stop work order was submitted in reference to the program, but several individuals at the last meeting brought up that all three properties were still actively listed on the Airbnb site.
Okay.
So can you explain to me why they were not taken down from the site?
Well, I think they weren't taken down, but it was actually changed, and the wording was changed in it. So, as far as answer why, no.
That's all that I have.
Okay, thanks. Anybody else got any questions? Well, I've got a question. Is this 535, is it the one that you're sharing a well with?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which one of these is not?
That's the only one. The other two are not shared. I'm excuse me, back up. 535 is, and then 260 Lemonwood is.
So 319 is not a shared
well. Yeah. And actually, last week I made, when we had the meeting last time, I think I said the well was on her property, but it isn't. It's actually on my property. The electricity's on her side. So, and then also she said I ordered half of that well, which I went ahead and paid her for that half. But I wasn't involved in that well as far as having some, trying to get a second estimate or like that. You know, I wasn't involved in any of that part of it either. So, but I went ahead and paid her half, but the well is actually on my property.
But the well actually furnishes both of you?
Yeah, both houses, yes.
Yeah.
And now last week you said you were going to drill your own well?
Or that's right, yeah.
You still plan on doing that?
Well, no, because the well's on my property.
Okay.
So I didn't realize it was, but it is on my property. So, and I don't know why when they built them two houses, apparently they put the well on my property and then put the electricity to her place. You know, so.
Well, there's some kind of a contract with that, though, ain't they? The two wells, there's a contract between the two owners, right?
I'm sure there is. I didn't review it, but.
Yeah, we've got one out here, and there's a contract between us.
But I don't know why they did it that way. Like, you know, I mean, like have wiring to her place and the well on mine. I don't know why. But.
Anybody else got any questions?
Is there anyone that you have at reading here, and you've got the people that come in after the property is vacated and cleaned and everything? Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered, like, more or less on-site management or local management on that? I mean, I think if a lot of the things here would have been in place earlier, there wouldn't be all these folks here that would have been concerned, perhaps, if it had been a little more.
Well, first of all, it's not going full run, so no, I haven't considered that. Not saying that I wouldn't. But the people that clean the places and everything, they're here this evening, so they come in this evening, but they're here tonight. But they come in after the houses are, you know, after the people leave out at 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock, whatever it is, and they come and clean the houses.
Where are they located at?
What do you mean?
Where do they live at?
Forsyth here.
Okay, anybody else? Any questions? Bob, we're doing all three of these individually, ain't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody? Somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
I'd like to make a motion to reject the Division 3 permit for 535 Lakewood based on obtaining county development codes of land use compatibility and off-site nuisances of noise.
Anybody want?
And after, if there's a second, we can have more discussion.
Anybody want to second that?
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
In favor of the motion? Is that what you're saying?
I got a first and a second. To disapprove.
In favor?
To disapprove.
Yes.
Okay. That's clear.
Aye.
Again, everybody in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, ayes have it. Now we'll move on to the second one. Hyden's 90 Rental 319 Lakewood Drive. Has anybody got any questions for him on this one?
Do you want me to read the recommendations on it?
Yeah.
Okay. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2016-15, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. Fourth, this residence shall accommodate no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Fifth, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface, showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the nightly rental of the building, ensuring that the system will adequately meet the needs of up to 8 people. Sixth, a minimum of 1 off-street parking space shall be designated as a handicap parking space. No recreational vehicles, trailers, boats, or other watercraft shall be parked on site. 7, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 8, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 9, opaque fencing shall be provided along the north and south side property lines between the nightly rental residence in question and the adjoining single-family residences. The fencing shall in no way interfere with the visibility of either the applicant's or the neighboring property owner's driveway entrance. 10, the Hyden 319 Lemonwood nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And that's all that.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Anybody got any questions on this one? Nobody got any questions? I'm giving you all the opportunity to speak while you can. I'm talking about these people up here. Well, I asked somebody to make a motion to approve or disapprove.
I'll make a similar motion to reject the Division 3 special use permit for 319 Lemonwood based on following Taney County Development Codes of Land Use Incompatibility, relevant policies of off-site nuisances, noise, and limited egress and ingress of property.
Somebody want a second?